Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Obviously, all the players should be motivated to do their thing this year, but man, no one should be more motivated than Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I don't think he needs that to be more. He should just play and be the best player that he can be. And he knows that he wasn't last year in that playoff. He keeps getting hurt.
Because that tweet doesn't tell me he knows.
Yeah, he not. But yeah, but I don't think that they, you know, if you're going to use that, and you already mentioned it, Jason Tatum had 400 turnovers in the finals, so he shouldn't be higher. I mean, okay, he beat Kevin Durant, but that performance wouldn't put him ahead of too many other people with that. So, I mean, we could look at it any way and handpick things that didn't go right for people and put them. I don't think
they played each other straight up.
You know, I'm just saying, but the turnovers were historic. You know what I mean? So you could look at him and say, well,
oh, I'm not saying he should have been ahead of KD.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm saying
you look
he should.
At it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying though, he did outplay KD, and that's
I agree with that part.
KD is not a 99 or one reason. That's all
right. But also, it wasn't like they put him over KD is my point.
Right. I don't think they should have.
If he was over KD, would he have an argument, Chris? He would have an argument to me.
With KD?
KD would have an argument.
Oh, absolutely.
If they put Tatum
He's
over
better
him.
Than Jason Tatum.
Right. That's what
I mean, unless
we all
Tatum
know that,
comes
right.
out and, you know, does the same thing to him every time they play this year and, you know, has a fantastic season and really takes another leap, Rob. You know what I'm saying?
Because
he's not as good as KD.
Because the year before, the Nets, didn't they sweep the Celtics or they beat them in five games?
They beat them in five. With Kyrie and Harden.
No, but I'm just saying. Yeah. But they if they played each other then, they were still on each other. You know what I mean? And Durant played well. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, this is not about Durant not being a great player. It's about I understand why he's not
a 99 is what I'm saying. But there was more. Now, Rob G, what was up with Russell Westbrook?
Oh, this one's even more egregious. We talked about it with Ibrahim Salam in hour one, Chris, before you jumped on. They released all of the ratings for every team and every player slowly throughout the day. And Jovan Buha, friend of the show, shared on Twitter, the whole Lakers roster's ratings on 2K. Obviously, LeBron and AD were 1 and 2. But
what was AD? LeBron was a 96.
AD was a 90.
Wow, he's dropped off.
Yeah, well, he's missed like the last two seasons.
He's not available. Yeah. Chris, but, I mean, I think it's more that. You
sure.
Know, you just can't count on him.
But the big headline, Russell Westbrook, only a 78. Patrick Beverley, a 79. Kendrick Nunn, also a 78. So according to NBA 2K, Patrick Beverley is a better player than Russell Westbrook, and Russell Westbrook is on par with Kendrick Nunn, who did not play a single minute last season.
I'm sorry. I am sorry. Rob, to me, that's ridiculous.
But this is what Chris, we had a conversation where I said last season, and no matter what, you know, when you look into the numbers, it hurt Westbrook as far as how people looked at him. And this is clearly an example. I'm with you. I think this is a ridiculous rating, but this is how bad people look at Westbrook and think like he's a nobody or he's a nothing. It's insulting. It really is. But that's how ugly his season looked to a lot of people.
Well, and here's his season, right? And look, I'm not going to sit here and act like Russell Westbrook had a good season. All right? He didn't. But this is the season that everybody is destroying Russell Westbrook for. 18 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists per game. And shot 44% from the field. Rob, in his illustrious career, guess how many times he has shot better? That was the fifth highest field goal percentage in his 13 seasons as an NBA player. So, again, I'm not saying he played great 14 seasons. But Patrick Beverley would die for those numbers. And Kendrick Nunn, I think the Nunn being equal to Russ is even more egregious. Because we don't know what Nunn's going to do. I assume they're projections. But Russ is not, I mean, to have Patrick Beverley ahead of Russ, I mean, I get fit. I actually like Beverley with the Lakers. But I think, Rob, as you said, this is incredible that they would give Russell Westbrook this low a number. And you said you think that it's going to – you think it's – how bad do you think it's going to hurt his legacy?
It's not like – it's just a perception of him. If this is the last we see of him and either he has a bad year again or he's cut by the Lakers that's before the season starts or he's John Walled or whatever it is and he doesn't play – people will have a bad taste in their mouth about him. We get the triple-doubles and all that. He's been on 4 teams in 4 years. The end of his career is raggedy. I mean, I best to call him Raggedy Andy. I mean, it just hasn't been pretty, and I think people look at it.
Raggedy
that's why,
Russell?
Raggedy Russell, that's not bad.
That.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's a – wasn't there a Raggedy Andy doll? Chris, didn't you have that on your bed when you were growing up?
Yeah, no. I didn't have dolls on my bed. Although I did have the little superhero dolls, Batman.
See, you did
and
have
Superman
dolls. I see.
G.I. Joe.
I had a G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip.
Yes.
Or
the little afro. He was black. The little afro he had.
Yeah, we had a black G.I. Joe. Rob G.
I don't think they meant for him to be black, but
nah,
tried to give him a buzz cut.
Nah, he
but
was
it was
black.
Like black hair.
Cause he had
was
a
he
pick
black?
In his
was he officially
yeah, he
black?
A, yeah, he had a pick in his back pocket. I'm telling you, he's black. Okay.
A fist pick. No, Rob, and for all those young people out there, do not let this ruin your perception of Russell Westbrook. I'm not talking about the score he got from NBA 2K. These last seasons of his career, it didn't ruin Allen Iverson's legacy. Don't let it ruin Russell Westbrook.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Let's talk about the Cowboys, Rob, and the Eagles, because a lot of people are high on the Eagles.
You know what, Chris? I'm not that high on the Cowboys. I get why they're switching off the Cowboys. But Jalen Hurts, I'm just not there yet. I'm not saying he can't be good. He won't be good, Chris, but I'm not there yet. I still think it's a question mark. Am I wrong?
He's definitely a question mark. Now, and I've said this from the get-go, he is a leader, Rob. Wouldn't you agree? He seems like a leader. He seems like a guy that, you know, the locker room respects, not only likes, but respects. But you also need to be able to throw the football. He's not Lamar Jackson in you know, running the ball. And unless you're that, you got to be able to throw it some. And that's the question mark with him, Rob. Even last year, I think he had 16 touchdowns and 15 starts. That's not going to cut it in today's NFL. So I am not sold. They got a nice roster. Obviously, last year they won 7 of their last 10, and that's why a lot of people are high on them now. So they've got some things you can be excited about, but he's got to prove that he can throw the football. Because again, he's not Lamar Jackson. He can run it. He runs it well, but not well enough to throw the ball as poorly as he has at times.
Rob G, I would love for you to look up who Philly beat in that stretch, because I think it was a slew of bad teams.
It was.
Am I right?
If I remember correctly, I don't know the exact team.
I don't remember, but if you could just look at who they beat. And that's why I think it's a little fool's goal, just a little bit. You know, like,
well,
you got to win the game.
Here you go, Rob.
You have it?
They were 0-6 against teams that reached the playoffs last year.
There you go. And they got there you go.
So, you know, Nick Sirianni, it was his first year. Seemed like he did a pretty good job. But a lot of people are really high on them. Look, I love that they added A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown is the type of guy that you can throw a short pass to.
He cost me money.
And he'll turn it into something. Oh, he's a bad boy.
But you
like,
remember,
I think he's only slightly below. I wouldn't even call him a poor man's Deebo Samuel. I think that's an insult to A.J. Brown. Like, he's right there.
But don't you remember?
Like Deebo Samuel.
Against the Lions, he dropped those two touchdowns. You remember that game?
Yeah. But I like
him. No, I know. I'm just saying. Good.
So that they're looking at him and Devontae Smith, you know what I mean? And they're people are thinking, okay, that you know, they made some other additions. So people are high on them. I am not as high on them as others, and I still am going with Dallas in the division, Rob. I think both teams could make the playoffs. The NFC is weaker than I remember it in a long time. But I think Dallas still, that defense has very good players at every level. We know how good Dan Quinn is as a defensive coordinator. And I think, Rob, I do think I'm not going to use the term I used last year, although I might start using it at some point, because I feel like Dak Prescott is going to have a very good year.
Wow.
He had a really good year last year. His problem, Rob, he threw 37 touchdowns, threw for over 4,000 yards. His problem is he has not been able to beat the good teams.
Right.
And that's
his only
problem.
And when you get to the postseason, Chris, you play normally.
Oh, everybody's good.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the issue. And you remember last year, the taste in your mouth or your last view of Dak Prescott was an awful performance at home against the 49ers.
Yep.
You remember? Like,
yep.
Mind-blowing. And yep. Last season,
they lose the whole playoff game.
Let me give you this. I got a couple numbers. The last four seasons, Dak, 8-17 against teams with winning records. His touchdown-to-interception ratio against the bad teams is 5-1. Excellent. You know, like,
right.
Mind-boggling.
Right.
Against the good teams, it's below. It's 2-1. So you see, and you're supposed to feast on the bad teams. Don't get me wrong,
right,
Chris.
Right.
You're supposed to. But you need the balance is you play 500 against the good teams and you demolish the bad teams. That's the goal.
Right.
Just play 500.
Some people don't recognize it, Rob. And this is why I think a lot of people, and as you know, I was saying Dak was en route to be an elite, which is why that's what I'm saying. I'm not ready to throw that phrase out yet. But I think you would admit, I still didn't go as far as some people. I mean, some people were thinking, are you going to throw for 6,000 yards and this and that?
I don't think
they looked at the fact that even though you could just look at the box score and say, wow, he put up big numbers against everybody. You know, most of the team, like really good teams, he put up 400 plus yards. Yeah, but a lot of that was because they were coming back playing catch up and other teams were in the prevent defense.
That's why, Chris, I do believe in that you have to look at when those yards are being thrown.
No doubt.
There's a lot of that goes on. And you know this too in the NBA. Like a player, when the game is in the balance, Chris, and it's like the game is on the line, he's got 12 points, and then you're down 20 and you score 8 in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And you got 20. Oh, he averages 20. No. Right. When the game matters, you got 11. That's all that you got. And now you can put these easy baskets at the end, right, where they're just kind of trying to close the game out. It makes a difference.
Well, and we know the receiving core was weakened. They lost Amari Cooper and Cedric Wilson. I think they'll be, I like CeeDee Lamb, and I think they'll be okay there. I think they'll be good enough there. But his running game is going to have to be stellar. And I'm not counting on Zeke to do all of it. But between Zeke and Tony Pollard, if Zeke stays healthy, I think he can play well. Not great, but well. And then I think Tony Pollard, I think the better Zeke plays, the more that will open things up for Tony Pollard. Because Zeke can soften up that defense, and then Tony Pollard can strike like lightning. So I think that's critical for them, Rob. It always has been
for
Dak.
I'm expecting nothing from Ezekiel Elliott, like zero.
He was pretty good last year. Now, it was a year ago. But before his knee began bothering him, he actually ran the ball well. But it was 5 games, so you got to last the whole season.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jim Harbaugh, coach at Michigan, has a bright idea about players, college players, being paid. Obviously, they can get paid now through name, image, likeness. But the NCAA has gotten off the hook, Rob. Now, like, people, I don't think, it seems like a lot of people still don't recognize and understand, okay, yes, players are able to get paid off their name, image, and likeness.
But the NCAA,
right, that still is making billions of dollars off these players, isn't paying a dime. Now, you might argue, well, that money, NIL money, would otherwise, if it wasn't going to the players, would go to the teams and the universities. Okay, fine, but still, the money they're getting from the television revenue and the like is not going or even being shared at all with the players. And Jim Harbaugh, for one, doesn't like it. Here's what he had to say about it.
I think you know exactly where I stand on that. Well documented that I do believe the players should receive a revenue share, you know, from the massive TV deals that are have been worked out. As I said back in the summer, I think, you know, large piece should come from the ones who are negotiating those TV deals, you know, the Big Ten. It's 7 point something billion. It's a lot of billions. It's a lot of money, you know. I think the players should receive a revenue share.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, but his khakis are on too tight because he hadn't talked to the powers that be. These are the same people, Chris, who stopped kids from getting pizza, who threw kids out of school if somebody gave them a $20 bill. I mean, really? The same people are in power.
They didn't want to give them name, image, likeness.
Exactly. They threatened the state of California.
But my point is, they were forced to.
No, right, but I'm saying.
So why couldn't they be forced to do this?
The players would have to force them is what it is. I'm just saying, like, I think Jim Harbaugh's idea is correct. I'm just saying, I don't think he's talked to the NCAA and the people who hold the purse string. Because they don't want to give the players anything.
He's on an island right now. There's no doubt.
They don't want to give the players anything that they don't have to.
Right. But they got to put the pressure on them to do it. But I agree, it's going to be an uphill climb.
There's no pressure other than stopping the machine. That's the only way you get money. You got to stop the machine. If you want you want to get up, you know, like the union, you want to get a higher wage, Chris, you stop the newspaper presses. You stop the car lines in Detroit. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the only way someone is going to say, "Yeah, well, we got to get these things back rolling." What will it take? And as long as the players continue to play without disruption, they'll never get like what they should. There's no other way around it. When CBS or ESPN or Fox, Chris, says, well, we can't deliver that big check to you because we haven't had any games on the last 2 weeks, that's when things change. Am I wrong?
No, you're right in that. I mean, Frederick Douglass was his famous quote. I'm paraphrasing a tad, but it was that power concedes nothing without a fight.
Yeah, without a fight.
Pressure. You know, so I agree. Rob, I could see. I mean, I don't know. I'm not even going to say, in light of that, let me put it this way. In light of that, we talked yesterday about the 12-team playoff. Obviously, you've seen teams from the Pac-12 leave and join the Big Ten. There are people that think the future of college football is three super conferences, maybe four. Rob, here's what I could see happening down the line. And this ties into what Harbaugh was saying. And I bucked at the notion of this a while ago, but the more I think about it, it makes all the sense in the world. I could see college football eventually being very much like the NFL in terms of its structure. So where you had maybe maybe two conferences, maybe an SEC and the Big Ten, so to speak, but maybe a couple of divisions in those conferences. So maybe you had four divisions and two conferences, something like that, where you basically have 40-ish teams that were competing at the highest level. And I didn't like it because I was like, wow, you limited so much. But there aren't even that many teams that can really win the national championship. So let's say you had about 40 teams. Like the NFL's got its 32. You had like 40 teams in these two power conferences, four power divisions. And then 12 of them, just throwing out the number that right now the college football playoffs is going to have in a few years. 12 of them make the playoffs, and then they play for the championship. If they go to a structure like that, Rob, that again is very similar to the NFL in structure as far as the divisional setup and stuff, then perhaps they could get a share of the revenue. Because one thing that the NCAA and even any naysayers are going to say about Harbaugh's plan or suggestion is that, well, what about all these schools that aren't making money? There are only a handful that are making money. Well, those 40 or so that would be at the highest level, most of them would be generating some revenue. And if they're, you know, at that top level, even the few that don't, I think would end up generating it because the TV deals and they'd be on TV more and stuff like that. So I think that's a structure where I think a plan like Harbaugh's would work, Rob.
Yeah.
Because you can't just say kids should get paid, right? Because a lot of the teams don't make, most of the teams don't make money. And that's something the NCAA will always be able to use to stave off having to pay.
Well, but there's so much money coming in, way more than they've ever had. And with what's happened, I don't see it happening because I think that you have to force them to do it. I don't think they're just going to be generous and say, oh, yeah, we just had a windfall of cash, Chris. Let's give it out to the kids. I just don't see that
ever
happening.
Now, there's going to have to be some type of pressure.
Got to be pressure to question these guys and say, you just signed a $7 billion TV deal and the kids get nothing? Like, how is that cool?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.